It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update the markets here on a Friday morning once again. And Roy, before we get into the markets, it's been a few weeks since we've talked. Didn't cross paths last week, and you got to tell me what you've been up to here over the last couple of weeks, Roy.
We've had a lot of really nice weather to get caught up on some of the jobs that we like to get done after harvest but sometimes don't get to. I just came back from a little running an errand, and I see tracks out in my field, so apparently the co-op has got my starter fertilizer put on for next summer, and happy about that. Doing some honeydew things around the house. As we were talking, I related to you that I was fixing a faucet that's been dripping for a couple of months and ended up taking a cold shower there in that process, and working on the tractor, working on fixing a tire on the pickup, and all sorts of things like that. So kind of a low-pressure deal, and kind of enjoying it.
Boy, if there's one thing that this fall is allowing us to do, it is to do that fall field work and get a good jump on fertilizer application for next season, right?
I was in Lincoln over the weekend, and one day not too long ago went out and took some pictures for a program I'm doing on Pioneer Cemeteries, and there are just a lot of anhydrous going on, and a lot of people in the field mostly putting fertilizer on. Fortunately, not too many of them doing any soil work, so around here no-till is a big thing, and occasionally you'll see somebody with a disc or some kind of tillage equipment, but not very often.
Yep. Let's focus on the markets here this week. It has been a couple of weeks since we talked, but I think all of that may overshadow kind of what happened yesterday. We kind of took a nosedive in the grains, didn't we?
Yesterday was a bad day for anybody holding grain. We still got pretty good basis. Basis hasn't gotten any worse. Would be more comfortable if it would have improved a little bit as the prices went down, but that didn't happen. So, yeah, we took it kind of in the shorts yesterday. We still have cash soybean bid 58 cents over the harvest low, which was back in early October. But at one point, we'd gotten as high as $1.27 over the harvest low. So we've slipped back quite a bit, and I'm looking for some kind of a rebound to make some more cash soybean sales, and probably sell some corn too before the end of the year. It's getting time to be thinking about taking advantage of some of the prices, even though they aren't as good as what they were a few weeks ago.
And, we might be singing a completely different story if it wasn't for those outside markets. The European situation tends to work in, and it affects the commodities. And, maybe we can blame that on some of these. You said we had four peaks since the harvest low, looking at the dead cat bounce chart. And that isn't something that we see every year, is it?
Well, usually we'll see three or four peaks, but in a lot of cases those peaks will be higher than the previous one, and this year we saw that peak there around the middle of October, and every peak we've had since then has been a little lower than the previous one, and that's pretty disturbing when you count on those things to be triggers for making sales, and you get one day really sharply higher, and you think, well, boy, if we just had some follow-through here, why, it would have put us back on track, but this year it hasn't happened, and that's pretty frustrating. And like you say, an awfully lot of it is caused by the outside markets, especially the credit problems in Europe.
We've been talking about the dead cat bounce here for about 6 weeks, I think. How long do we follow this out, till the end of the year?
Follow it to the end of the year. Usually we don't get a lot of activity the last week of December, but I traditionally keep my charts till the end of the year, and occasionally there have been a couple years in the recent past where the highest price on the dead cat bounce has been the end of December. It sure doesn't look like that's going to happen this time, but I still have hopes.
Yep. So as we kind of wrap up here this morning, what should we be looking for here? We're kind of entering the holiday season again, Thanksgiving next week, a short trading week. What should we be looking for getting in out of November into December?
Well, watch that basis very carefully, because if we start to see this basis widen out while the price is trending lower, that's a really bad technical sign. And if that happens, you may want to just pull the trigger on some sales to get something sold, because it's that certainly is not a predictor of better times ahead. And, you know, we've still got basis at the terminals positive, which is very unusual for this time of year. And so I haven't given up hope yet, but a day like yesterday certainly makes you think.
And for folks that want more information from you, Roy, how can they get that?
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com, my website.
Thanks much for the discussion, Roy. We'll talk to you again next week.
I'll be here.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update the markets here on KTIC.